Late in 1868, a fierce blizzard swept across the plains of Indiana into western Ohio. Phoebe Ann Moses, the fifth surviving child of a Quaker farming family, waited for her father to come home from the mill 14 miles away. It was midnight when Jacob Moses finally returned. His hands were frozen solid, his speech gone. He never recovered. Jacob died in March. Phoebe Ann, Annie, was not yet 6 years old. By the time she was 12, she taught herself how to shoot with her father's old cap and ball rifle. Soon she was selling hampers of quail at Katzenberger's General Store in Greenville. Young Annie was now the family breadwinner, earning a living with her gun. Eventually, she saved up enough money to pay off the $200 mortgage on the family.